We recently talked about how to deal with feeling obsessed with the narcissist, even after the relationship ends. But what do you do when you're not the one who's obsessed? What happens when the narcissist is the one who's obsessed with you? And why would that even be the case? Why would a narcissist remain obsessed with you, even when they are the ones who discarded you? It would certainly make more sense if you were the one who ended the relationship, right? But even then, how long does it go on and why does the narcissist stay so obsessed with you? Let's talk about it. After you've been discarded by the narcissist, or you discarded them and went no contact, you will very often notice that they're still quite obsessed with you. Like I said, it would be more understandable that they would not be able to stop thinking about you if you were the one who chose to go no contact. So first, we're going to talk about the why of it all. If we were to assume that narcissists are like regular humans, it might look like this. Let's say you had a friend who ghosted you and blocked your number and your contact information out of the blue. You had no idea what happened and there was no trace of them to be seen again. Most likely, you would not be able to stop thinking about that person and what they did, right? You would be pretty hurt, pretty confused. That's why it would be understandable for the narcissist to still be obsessed with you after you go into contact. That is, if they could be considered a regular human, which I'm not sure they can. But let's say that same friend who randomly discarded you was also to become obsessed with you at the same time. Why would they be obsessed with you if they were the ones to discard you? It was their choice to cut all ties. Why would they care about you at all, right? Well, narcissists don't really care about anyone else the same way that you or I or any regular person would, because they lack emotional empathy and compassion. Now, I've talked about this in a previous video in a lot more detail, so take a look at this and then I'll be right back to explain to you exactly what the narcissist wants from you. So I know what you're thinking. If narcissists are not empathetic, then how could they ever act like they are? Isn't this how empathy works? To be aware of and to choose your actions based on someone else's feelings, or at least the understanding of those feelings? Well, yes and no. False empathy is sadly used as a manipulation tactic by narcissists when they want something from you. Since you value connection and empathy, as most non-narcissists do, the narcissist knows it will help them get what they want from you. So they pretend to care how you feel. See, when it comes to narcissists, they are unable to feel emotional and compassionate empathy. But at the same time, they're well aware of the fact that other people value empathy, and because of that, they might demonstrate false empathy. Wait, what? Yeah, this is why it's so confusing and so difficult to detect a narcissist early in a relationship. Let's talk about the narcissist's sort of empathy deficit, shall we? Here's the thing. When we say narcissists have no empathy, we don't necessarily mean that they're not capable of figuring out how you feel. What we mean is that narcissists don't feel empathy in the same way as most people do. They have no compassion, no remorse, and they don't feel regret unless they regret a choice they made because it negatively affected them in some way. So in other words, the narcissist is capable of understanding exactly what you think or feel on a cognitive level, but not an emotional one. They can think about what someone else is feeling, but it doesn't affect their emotional state directly, nor does it play a part in how they treat the other person. The exception is when the narcissist thinks someone feels negatively about them. This situation will make them feel angry, offended, and generally upset, and that usually manifests itself in narcissistic rage and narcissistic injury. The truth is that while narcissists find it very easy to learn the motions on how to appear empathetic, they're usually just imitating what they've seen others doing, and that is exactly when they're using false empathy. So there's one reason they're still obsessed with you, even if they are the ones to discard you, and that all boils down to one thing: the narcissistic supply that you provide to them. So I'm editing and I just wanted to really quickly add, I thought it would be important to explain to you exactly what I mean when I say narcissistic supply. So let's talk about that. I'm using the filter because I don't have any makeup on and my hair's not done. Apologies. Narcissists usually get supply in the form of a person, but it could also be a pet or a group of people. As a narcissistic supply, you're used by the narcissist to get validation, to get admiration, to get attention, anything they need to feed their ego, essentially. Psychoanalytic theory tells us that narcissistic supply is a pathological and excessive need for attention or admiration from codependents in their lives. In other words, it is a temporary supplier of a substitute satisfaction. And most likely, in reality, it's probably that they're actually getting a little shot of dopamine from that, which is the feel-good chemical neurotransmitter in your brain. What they're really looking for is true human connection. But since admitting to themselves that they want true human connection could cause them to feel bad about themselves or as a threat to their ego in some way, the narcissist has learned to settle for what we call narcissistic supply. See, the narcissist is still obsessed with you because you are still a source of narcissistic supply. They want any kind of supply that feeds their ego, positive or negative. Positive would be them, of course, getting praise for what they want. That negative part would be you getting angry and emotional with them. They like it. The supply might even be neutral, like you just being there in their life. They need it, and you have become the perfect source over the years. That's why they're obsessed with you. One thing to remember is that literally everybody wants to be noticed, loved, heard, validated, etc. So when anyone dismisses your pain and your suffering or your amazing accomplishments, that hurts and you would understandably be upset. But you know, narcissists, they need that all the time, 24/7. Of course, you as a non-narcissist, you only want that stuff when there's good reason for it, right? Like when you've done something to deserve that. But you never demand it because you might be secure enough in yourself to know that you would be noticed and cared for under normal circumstances with normal people. You might not know this if you've been dealing with a narcissist for very long, but in either case, the narcissist never gets that secure. Now, when you're in a relationship with a narcissist, there are three main phases that you're gonna find yourself going through with them. This is, of course, the idealization or love bombing phase, where you are showered with fake love, which makes you believe the narcissist is like your soulmate from heaven. And then the next phase is where they devalue you and you begin to see their true colors, but they're cruel and they're condescending and they find things wrong with you. And then that last phase, of course, when they discard you. Being in a relationship with a narcissist is a whole lot like being on a roller coaster. Sometimes you feel absolutely cherished and loved and adored. Other times you feel like you're no better than the dirt on the bottom of somebody's shoe. Sound familiar?
Devalue and discard happens after all the love bombing. Once you are in the relationship with the narcissist, believing that you've had this wonderful gift of a person in your life who is your soulmate, they've showered you with gifts, they've planned special trips, they've taken you away, they've done romantic gestures and planned special dinners and brought you gifts and flowers and chocolate or whatever it was that you enjoy to suck in. But now you're in it, you've been in it for a little while, and the things that you thought you loved about them, the things that they led you to believe was true about them, starts to diminish and you start seeing the change. And not only changes in them, but in changes in the way that they treat you.
When a narcissist begins to devalue, it can feel confusing because up to that point, usually they were in the love bomb part of the relationship. Once the devalue starts, it can start off, at first it can either be a big hit, like all of a sudden everything you're doing is wrong and you have an urge to fix it and make it better, because of course it had to be you since they are this wonderful loving person. Or it can take the form of really slight digs or cruel joke or dissatisfactions that seem out of place and you think that they're just having a bad day. So it can come on strong or it can be subtle, and it can go on for a while this way.
You get devalued, you get discarded, you get abused. Once you get past the fun part where you're actually being treated with love and respect, you hit the good old devalue phase. That is the worst part, because going through the discard phase feels a whole lot like having your soul ripped out and your heart ripped out and having them twisted all together and stomped on and pushed down into a little pulp. Yeah, I know that sounds dramatic, but if you've been there, you know that that is actually under dramatic for the circumstances.
It could start off subtle. They might say something about your weight or about your hairstyle or the way you dress or some kind of insult that they might brush off as a joke or playful teasing or something to make it seem like it wasn't intended that way, but it was.
They do things like gaslight. They project issues onto you. So if they are feeling a certain way, they start telling you you're feeling that way. If, say, they're cheating, suddenly you're the one cheating in their eyes or in their words. So they start blaming you for things that they are possibly doing. They can nitpick. They can control. Pretty much it feels like you're with a different person.
Unfortunately, you can never tell what kind of mood a narcissist will be in. And even though you learn to sort of read them and understand what's coming next, every now and then they'll still shock you. Sometimes when you've been with narcissists for 100 years or so, they'll shock you. My experience has been that narcissists in the discard phase, in the devalue phase, are the worst ones.
They might take a jab at a family member or cause that's important to you.
It's like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, people say, but it really is like a personality shift. Like the person is no longer the same person, they are now this other person.
One of the first things I think that we have to recognize is that when we're going through the part where we have to try to figure out exactly how we went from
being adored and loved and cherished to being treated like dog crap, it's confusing because it happens so fast. One day everything's fine and before we know it, we can't even breathe. But if you take the time to understand the devalue phase and how it works and what actually happens, then you'll understand what you've been through, why it happened, and that it really isn't your fault.
The silent treatment can come from this, stonewalling. They don't want to talk about the problem. They don't want to talk about the issue at hand. They divert all problems, either not wanting to talk about it and going silent, or raging about something else and then going silent, or lecturing about things unrelated to whatever the issue was, sort of confuse you and then make you feel like you're left trying to put the pieces back together.
It's little things. So it could be one of those things that they loved about you in the beginning. One of those things that they're like, oh my God, like I love that about you so much. And then next thing you know, they're poking jabs at you about it. This continues and it gets worse over time so that it's full on mean, exhausting, sucking the soul out of you, constantly on attack. You're constantly feeling miserable. They're putting you down. They're embarrassing you, making you feel bad about yourself, making you doubt yourself. In some ways, devalue your own self. I mean, if you're told something enough, eventually you're going to start to believe it, even when you know it's not true.
So essentially, the devalue phase will begin right about the time the narcissist feels like they've really got their hands on you, like they really win. They know that they've got you in their clutches, as it were, and that's when they'll start to devalue you.
You have been knocked off the pedestal. You've been knocked off the love bomb cloud you were on. And you are pretty much flat on the ground wondering how you got there. It's completely devastating. That can be the point where trauma bonding has taken hold, to the point of it being very difficult to see what's happening.
You start to believe it. You get sucked into their negativity and you love them so much you just want to make them happy, so you try harder to please them. And then they up the game and move the goalpost and they just, you know, continue to bring you down so that you really have nothing left. You have nothing left. You're just this empty shell of a person that they have whittled down over time, made you feel worthless, taken everything you have, everything good about you. They just made you believe all of the things that they had to say. Nobody's going to love you. Nobody's going to love you if you lose them because you're worthless.
You've got to know that narcissists generally don't see you as anything other than a supply or an extension of themselves. They don't see you as a whole person.
So they get you to this state where you're low, feeling awful. You've lost your self-esteem, your self-worth. You've lost your self-respect. You've also lost family members, friends. They've sabotaged all those relationships to isolate you. They've ridiculed you, punished you, tricked you with some love bombing to make you think that maybe things were going to be okay, and then the process starts again. And they do this, well, for as long as you're going to tolerate it, or until they feel like you have nothing left to give them. They're bored. They've taken a vibrant, loving, caring person with a full life, and they've brought them down to this sad, depressed, lonely, isolated soul, and then they get bored, so what do we have left to give, right? So they end up discarding.
All three of these can happen in cycles throughout the relationship. And all three phases that you go through with this narcissist, well, each phase gives them supply in a different way. So if they don't get that supply, it's kind of like if you had to go without food or water for a couple days. Very threatening to them. And that's why they are obsessed with you. You are just that perfect source of supply. Now remember, even if they discard you out of the blue and they go for another source of supply, you're still an option for them as far as they're concerned when they need you again. That will be the case. And you'll see when they hoover you, when they try to suck you back in. So my point is, they're not obsessed with you in a way that's actually good. They don't miss you in the same way a normal person misses someone. They are obsessed with the supply that you provide. That's the bottom line. Going no contact with a narcissist, that's the biggest threat you could do. Even better, the best form of revenge with any narcissist, listen closely, is going away from them, removing them from your life, and quite literally living well without them. I promise you, my friend, that's what it's all about. So what do you think? This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you been dealing with a narcissist who is obsessed with you? And if so, what has your experience been? They just won't leave you alone? What's happening? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. I'm going to share a video for you right here. It's going to help you figure out how to deal with a narcissist who is obsessed with you and who hoovers you back in. So take a look. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button right over there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.